Well, I gave you a chance to say hi. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, doing pretty well.
Pretty good. Good. How was your last 2 weeks?
My last 2 weeks were interesting, to say the least. So coming into it, my goals were to put up some landing pages for submissions and lectern, and then finish off submission handling to send emails, and then start working on the UI. So it was working entirely in submissions as the thing. And then, probably just a few days into our last sprint, I guess, our last 2 weeks in between recording, you know, I was like, man, I really should just batch record my tutorials and release these and give people like a binge watching option for those. And so I talked to you about it, and you're like, dude, sounds like a pretty decent idea. And then I was like, all right, well, I switched over Coder Journey to being a static site, so I have no idea how I'm going to do this now. And so that was kind of my last 2 weeks was spent actually, like, I did a little bit on the submission side, but then the rest of it was kind of me trying to figure out how I was going to have a paywall on a static site for courses. Like, because this basically gives me the opportunity to move my paid for courses over to the canonical coderjourney.com instead of courses.coderjourney.com. Mm-hmm. And also to create, I don't know what I'm going to call them yet. Well, I'm sort of going with early access tutorials, but I have no idea what I'm going to call it yet. But basically, it's tutorial series. And if you, you know, pay however much I decide to end up charging up front, then you get access to all of them from day one. And then the content is gradually drip fed out to YouTube. And then the price goes down as content is lessened from what is in early access.
Okay. That was a lot.
That was a lot. Yeah.
So you're working on submissions, your 6 month web app challenge, correct?
Yeah. Which, when did I start the web app challenge? I should really go back. I know it's not even been 3 months yet. So
yeah,
I know
it hasn't been 6 months. Yeah. No. It's not really that big of a,
that big of an app. And the problem that I'm sort of running into is that I'm not really that stoked about it. So I distract myself at every corner. And the comical thing, because the other one, my other idea was I wanted to build a course platform for like hackers like me. You know, I wanted to build a tool that was cool for building courses for people who wanted a lot of customizability around it. And it got rid of some of the annoying things that I couldn't do with the existing platforms. And that is what Lectern is. And then I go through and I do my research on how I'm going to do this one very small thing to move tutorials into my website with a paywall. And I realize that I'm just building Lectern already.
Yeah. So why aren't you stoked about submissions?
Currently, because I have nothing to use it on. That's kind of the problem that I've got. Maybe I would be a little bit more excited if I spent a little bit of time talking to people who I think would benefit from it more than just me, because like right now I really don't have anything to use for it.
Don't you have, wouldn't you use it on two of your email submission? Like you have Lectern email submission, but then you also have submissions, your one page, hey, it's coming, sign up for email.
So that, I guess I could do that. You know, it's kind of funny. I didn't get those done, my landing pages, partially because I just have nothing done on either of these projects in essence. But I was thinking about it and I'm like, dude, I should just use lead pages for these just so I don't have to spend time developing it. Just spin up a couple lead pages.
Mm-hmm. Does lead pages have like a JavaScript-y thing or like a form submission thing? Or is that something they have to do like on the back end?
I'm fairly certain that they can handle the JavaScript-y thing. Like it's more or less there for like creating landing pages that can receive some sort of like basically to collect leads, right? So it has to be able to receive something. And I think it integrates with other things. I know they integrate with Drip because they bought Drip.
Right.
But I use MailChimp. I'm sure they integrate with MailChimp.
Okay. I see. Interesting. So are you going to drop your submissions work?
I'm debating on it. Yeah. Like right now, I think for the next couple of weeks, at least I am. And that's because I'm fairly certain I can finish what I'm trying to build into coderjourney.com in the next 2 weeks, because I've spent like probably 4 hours on it and I'm already a good chunk of the way in, and yeah, making a lot of progress.
Okay. So then you were working on, so you came to me and said, hey, I want to batch. Basically it was a time saving thing as well. So I want to batch a bunch of, tutorials together, and then eventually you could sell those as seasons. And then you could also sell them as early access seasons. So I thought you were just going to start recording in batch and then later figure out how to sell them. Mostly focus on the time saving option, but you're focused on both time saving and getting paid for those.
Yeah. In essence, kind of as the thing. So the time saving thing is nice, right? That's a net win, just in general. But the problem is, I know what's going to happen if I give myself the option to just record all of this stuff at once, is that I'm going to inevitably forget to edit it or something at some, like, I will edit it one video at a time until I release all of it, you know, but it'll be like right when I, like, last minute, it'll basically be the same thing I do right now, except for I won't record it on the day or the day before I'm supposed to release. So I'm like, okay, I need to give myself a way to basically like instant publish these things. So like I have to publish it all kind of at one time and then I can work from there. So it made sense in my mind to give myself the option to let other people have access to it quicker. Also because I get comments that are always like, they're like, oh man, I'm so excited for the next one. I'm like, well, see you next week. Like, that's a bummer, but
cool. And then Teachable doesn't have this option.
Well, Teachable doesn't have this for, so this is the thing that's weird, is because I'm not building a course. I'm building the same content I already build. I'm just like, for the sake of, I need to release it on a set schedule, like on a time schedule, I'm going to just give people access to what has already been recorded before it's released. So this is kind of a unique situation, but I could maybe use Teachable for this, but honestly, Teachable makes me so incredibly mad with the way that I have to go about doing things that I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do that. So, because a lot of it goes into, you know, these basically turn into blog posts on the website, and there's a very specific look and feel that I like for my blog posts. So I want to be able to easily make them look the way that I would want them to be made. And then kind of just like flip the switch to publish them into the static site once they're ready to go live.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay. And so that led you to work on Lectern.
Yep. Well, sort of. This is like a prototype of Lectern is the way I would put it. And we've maybe talked about this before, but like I was trying to, you know, I talked to Kendra about this, and Kendra really doesn't know a ton about tech. So like she just like smiles and nods and is like, I'm glad you're excited. But the things that like I want Lectern to be that are going to be kind of unique to it are, so for one, a lot of people want to build courses. Like it's a really common way for people to try to make money on the internet nowadays. Everybody has a lot of information that they can share. And so being able to put that in a course and sell that, or just, you know, give it away to people, whatever, is a cool way to distribute knowledge. The problem that I have with platforms like Teachable, and I think there's some others that I haven't tried, like Coach and Thinkific. Those are two others that I've heard of.
Thinkific?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's out.
Yeah, the name is pretty bad, but those, I mean, they, you know, at the core, like all three of those things are course platforms. But I'm like, man, so what makes what I want to build any different? And then I thought about it and I was like, I really don't want to build a course, you know, I don't want to build the like, oh, hey, you just drop your information in our thing and we'll give you our one cookie cutter solution to how this is going to look. So what I'm actually building, and this is why I call what I'm building into coderjourney.com like a prototype, is I'm building the UI for it, but I'm not building the server.
Yeah. So you want Lectern to be kind of an API based thing, and then
and then
just let whoever build around that, and maybe eventually you can build around that with your own solution for the non-techie thing people.
Yeah, and that's actually where I'm at now. Is I'm gonna launch Lectern with one way, like one theme, in essence. And it won't be really be a theme. It'll be like an application that consumes the API. Mm-hmm. And then I will, you know, basically I will open up the API docs for this thing so people can build their own as a thing. And that the neat thing there is that kind of opens up, that's like an interesting way for like front-end developers, that kind of almost opens up a spot where like a front-end developer could be like, I specialize in building course platforms for people without needing to know how to build any of the database stuff. They can just go off and like build an Ember app that consumes this API. Cause like, you know, imagine Lectern kind of knows like, okay, these are the best practices for like course related things. Here are the common building blocks you will need for things. Go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. But you could also plug into things like WordPress and things that people already use nowadays. I think that would be interesting.
I'm not sure how I would do that though.
Well, you could build like a WordPress plugin
that just goes and consumes the stuff and creates the page. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just think that I think people might want to search for, instead of having courses.mything.com, they would just use their existing site with a WordPress plugin.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. And that's another thing is like the subdomain problem. I mean, it's really maybe not a problem, but like, it's really the authentication bit. It makes it a little bit weird. But the way that I'm currently building mine, my prototype of this, is it's a React app, and it connects to Firebase. And so it's basically like there's just a route that sits in my like actual server that is just going to redirect everything. So like if you go to like slash, I don't know what I'm going to call the route yet. So it'd be at coderjourney.com/courses, maybe, who knows. It will just redirect you to this React app, and then all the like authentication and stuff will be like self-contained into that like segment of the application, and then it'll have its own like sub routing and stuff. But yeah, I was like, oh, this actually does give me the ability to put everything on one website.
That's cool. I like it.
Oh, cool. That pretty much sums it up for me. I'm just going to be working on that over the next 2 weeks. I think I will be able to get, if I don't get it actually launched, I will be really, really, really close. And going to be releasing one React video this week, but I have the next 2 days off, so I'm going to try to batch record the rest of the series also.
Cool. I liked your tools video.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people did. Like, I don't remember the last time I had like 250 views in the first like, you know, day. Huh. But yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, a lot of people liked it, but I didn't. I was like, oh, this is me, like, no preparation. I'm just going to talk about this stuff.
People love their just talking about tools.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. You're going to try to finish the course platform, right, for Coder Journey, yep. Which you're calling Lectern.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you can get that done in the next 2 weeks?
Well, this is just, like, since I'm not building the, like, complicated server-y bits, right? Yeah. This is my first, like, prototype front-end for it, essentially. Yes, I think I can get that done in the next 2 weeks. And then I will start on the server side. And then once the server is done, I will have this front-end bit and a back-end bit that I can then start, like, promoting and trying to get other people to start using.
Nice. Yeah, so my last week was interesting. The last 2 weeks, I didn't really do anything. The last time I recorded, I didn't really have any time to do anything the first week. My goal was on that first week was to work on callback, and that didn't happen. One was because I was trying to finish up a bunch of work for a client, and the other is I was moving into a new office, so pretty much all my free time was taken up by those two things. I did move into a new office.
Nice.
Which is really nice. It's a lot bigger. It's air conditioned. I can actually enjoy being there. So that was nice.
Are you still in downtown Toledo?
I am. I'm actually right across the street from Seed. So it's what makes it even more nice.
I didn't know there were offices there.
It's next to the Dirty Bird. So there's like a big building, like where Matt Buchanan is. Anyway.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm in the first floor. I took a whole day of trying to set up Nest cameras. That was cool. Those things, man, they work well once you get them set up. But Trying to update the Wi-Fi on those takes at least 36 tries, I found out. So the last week, I took off client work for the whole week and worked on Tattoo. Turns out I'll have more of those weeks because my customer ran out of money. So
that is a bummer.
Yeah. So I have a few other things. I have a few other clients that I'm finishing some things up for. I have some other interested parties. So, I'm not too worried about that, but that does give me more time to work on Tattoo. Mm-hmm. So last week I worked on, I wanted to get vacation time done, asynchronous stand-ups, and then I was going to maybe work on Alexa skill. I got one of those things done.
Okay.
I don't know why I do this. Like, I'm so optimistic about everything I'm going to get done. The vacation time took longer than expected, and I also added more features to it. So it took conversational UIs take much more time than anybody thinks. Just testing them, I have to consider a lot. In this instance, yeah, so I got vacation time done. In this instance, I wanted people to be able to say, hey, I'm out. I'm going to be out until Sunday. I'm out from, you know, I'm out tomorrow. I'll be gone Sunday, you know, things like that. I'm gone next week. So they can either, and the two paths with that, and I'm using API AI to accomplish this, and it's really good. You can basically start teaching it, and it knows starts knowing about dates and date periods and durations. But the tricky thing on my end was needing to know, hey, I have a date or a starting date and an ending date, or I just have a starting date or I have no dates. Like, somebody might just say, hey, I'm gone. Or somebody might say, hey, I'm gone starting tomorrow. Or somebody might say, hey, I'm gone tomorrow and Friday, right? So in those situations, you have either no dates, a starting date, or a starting date and ending date. So the way I was building it initially, I was counting on having both a starting and an ending date, and I realized that wasn't too flexible. So then I needed to build a way to say, hey, I'm back from vacation.
Yeah.
Because if I don't have an ending date and I just have a starting date, you know, they'll be indefinite. And then the way I was building it initially is I wouldn't count them as in the round robin format. So I wouldn't even count them as being a participant. But then I wanted the ability to have Tattoo tell them that, hey, these people are out on vacation or out of the office. And in order to do that, I needed to include them in the round robin format, but then just not call on them and just tell the whole team, hey, they're out of the office.
Gotcha.
A little bit of rework I needed to do. And then I reached out to people, customers, and said, hey, this feature is going to be available. Are you interested in getting on the beta list? And they all said yes. One person said, hey, it'd actually be easier if I could just set the status in Slack, because Slack has the ability to say, you know, hey, I'm vacationing, or I'm out sick, or you can make your own status. So I said, that's a great idea. So I built that.
Oh.
If you set your status in Slack to, and I need to improve this a bit, but right now it works on just the two of the default statuses that kind of come with Slack is out sick or vacationing, because there's like an in a meeting, commuting, whatever.
Gotcha.
So if those two statuses come along, it'll set the status to out of the office. And then if they clear their status or set it to a different status, it will put them back. They will take them out in the office, basically. And it DMs, Tattoo will DM the user and tell them what's happening. So the vacation time thing turned into a much bigger, broader feature than I anticipated.
It sounds really fleshed out, though.
It is. The only thing, there's two things kind of left. Oh, also with the reporting and the statuses. So with the statuses and the reporting, it'll tell them that they're out of the office. It'll have like a new status type of thing. Because before it was dismissed, skipped. Now they're a new status of out of the office. And so the only two things with that is you'll be able to say what custom statuses Slack should respond or Tetsu should respond to from Slack. And it'll also be part of the status command. Those are the only two things that are kind of left, but I'm not going to build those until it's coming out of beta.
Gotcha.
The third thing, the next thing I wanted to build was the asynchronous standup. Now, this is a big feature, and I don't know why I thought I could get it done even in a week of dedicated time. So that's what I'm going to work on in the next 2 weeks. And this is a feature that a lot of people have been asking for, that I've been wanting to build for a year now. And it's kind of like a whole new engine type of for Tetsu. And I've started working on like abstracting that that engine type of stuff so that this will work easier. So that's what I'm going to work on my next 2 weeks. Next week, I will have, besides the holiday, probably most of the week dedicated to Tetsu. So that'll be interesting. So I should get a lot of progress done on that. And then the week after I'm actually going on vacation. So I'll have only half of that week. So hopefully I have some progress on that, a lot of progress, hopefully. And then if I have time, I'm going to come back to Callback and build that serializer that I never finished or started. So that's my next 2 weeks.
Nice. How did the meditation experiment go?
I was just going to bring that up. I'm going to say my favorite words, two words. Game changer. Game changer. It's amazing, dude.
I know.
It's awesome. I actually have my wife meditating now because I couldn't stop talking about it. The Headspace app is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple days, the weekend I skipped it, not on purpose, just like things happened and I slept in and I like to do it in the morning. I don't know. It's just like I feel like once it gets past like lunchtime, it's for some reason it feels like it's, and I know this probably isn't the case, but it just doesn't feel necessary or needed, but I know it's an exercise, so I should probably do it anyway. So I'm still like on day, I think I'm on like day 9 because I skipped like yesterday and last weekend. So I'm still on day 9. Headspace has, if you don't purchase, little pro tip, if you don't purchase the subscription right away, which is like $7.95 a month for a year, they'll actually send you a discount to like $4 a month for a year.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah,
man, that's like gone down in price a lot.
I know.
It used to be like $14 a month.
Well, it is. I think it's around that if you pay monthly. But if you pay for the year, yeah, if you pay for the year, it's like $70 or something. $80.
Oh, that's not too bad. I should maybe switch over. Because I prefer, like, I use Calm, but a lot of times I do unguided meditations. And I got like a year subscription to Calm for like $25 or something last year. So I was like, all right, I'll just do this.
That guy's voice, the guy's voice on Headspace is like, I haven't checked out Calm, but the guy's voice on the guided meditation is like, I love this guy's voice.
Yeah. Andy is his voice is like so recognizable and it's like just nice. And like, I think he's British. I don't think he's Australian. Yeah. Like I always confuse the two. Like sorry, British and Australian people.
I think he's British as well. Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome. So thank you for that. I'm also going to still check out Kevin Rose has a meditation app called Oak. He's kind of building, it's not out yet, but he's kind of building it. He's got like a private Facebook group and he's kind of doing what we do, is kind of building it out in the open. It's interesting just to kind of follow that. Like he's talking about sounds and like spending money on getting these perfect sounds and things like that.
Sound engineering.
Yeah, sound engineering. So, it's cool.
Nice. I'm really surprised that you just like managed to get your wife on board in your first 9 days. I've been trying to get Kendra like on board with meditation for like 2 years now, and she'll like pull it out if she's super stressed out, and then otherwise she's like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah, she. Well, the other thing is she's like off work because she's a teacher, so she's
okay.
She, I think I would have had much more harder time if she was like working and busy and being, she'd be like, I don't have time for that, which is the ironic thing. So
yeah,
it's been really, really good.
Awesome.
It does seem to help me with my focus. So that's why I think it's awesome, because I was having kind of a focusing problem, but what I found is once you meditate, and then I do, like, every day I go through my tasks in OmniFocus and I flag, mm-hmm. we talked about this before, I flag like three things to get done that day. And I still do that and it's still the same. But when I do it, I'm like really excited about like what I'm going to try to accomplish that day.
Nice.
And before it's like, oh, I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I got to do this. And now it just has like this different effect. So.
Yeah. Meditation has a side effect of just in general making people happier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can understand that too.
Well, I will talk to you in 2 weeks, although we probably have to work something out because I'll be in the Dominican Republic. So.
Okay. Yeah. We'll come up with something for that. But yeah, talk to you in 2 weeks and good luck on Tatsu.
All right, man. Talk to you later.